Dr. John Braccio is the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, and it's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. If you want to check out a cool website, especially with information and dealing with your employees and your kids, check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
Well, I'm in a good mood today, Tony. How does that sound?
Getting
ready for football. I'm a little upset about the Tigers, but I'm moving forward.
Yeah, and indeed. I thought about you a little bit yesterday when I saw the emotion that Jim Leland has. He doesn't like to express that, but it came pouring out in announcing he was stepping down yesterday.
Well, we will miss him a lot. I think, you know, when you wouldn't think about it, he's been quite a winner there. You know, the Tigers now we expect and want to win the World Series, and I think that's a good expectation and goal. But boy, he's been very successful. He's been quite a guy to watch, and I'll miss him a lot. And I think a lot of people are going to, but even those that have been critical of him at times, that's a tough sport, tough every second decision in games, who to pitch, who to put in there, lineups. He'll be missed.
I thought he did a masterful job at something that a lot of folks can't do, and that's managing big egos, especially when you have superstars and there's other players who aren't superstars, and envy and jealousy could seep into that picture.
Well, there's no question. Envy and jealousy are powerful emotions under any circumstances, but you get something like high-powered, high-priced, high ego, often narcissistic baseball players. And you get a group like that together, like the Tigers have already had a lot of star players. He's been able to manage and work with them. That's a very hard thing to do because people become jealous. Someone's taking some of their publicity, some of what they deserve, or envy that they're not as good as someone else, or they compare themselves negatively. So it's a tough job he's had, and particularly with these human traits, as you mentioned, of envy and jealousy, they tend to creep into human affairs under any circumstances.
My friend Kerry Keaton had an interesting way to deal with envy and jealousy. He would always tell the kids that he was working with that don't hate, appreciate, congregate, and be around those folks who are achieving. Not only will you probably better yourself, but you'll probably be on a winning team.
I think that's really true. I think if you see someone who's really good at something, appreciate for them and really enjoy what they can do, and then try to achieve yourself to the same level. Don't be envious of the person. I remember Julio Iglesias once said, the Spanish singer, that one of the things he liked about America is if someone saw someone in a Cadillac or a Mercedes or whatever it might be, they weren't angry. They decided they'd like to have one themselves and work towards it, where he felt in Spain, now this was him speaking, there was big people would be envious and angry. Now, I don't want to go into whether that's true, but the point being, if we can see people who are successful, have things that they've achieved in an honest, fair way, we want to know how they did it, and we want to applaud for them. Once you become envious of what someone has, and you can't be happy without it, you're basically saying, I'm not a worthy person unless I have that. And that's just kind of a silly way to live a life. Let's be happy for others. I think Kerry Keaton's advice is very, very good advice, certainly dealing with envy. Now, jealousy is a little different, of course. That's where you feel someone's taking something from us in relation to, it can be a relationship, it can be something that's seen as important to us, where envy is a broader kind of a negative feeling, if you will.
Dr. Braccio, what can those who are on the opposite side of envy and jealousy, what can they do to help that situation? What can bosses do when they have situations like this in the workplace?
I think something to do as a manager, boss, is to always be applauding success and what people are doing. Don't be comparing someone like Chucky sold 50 of these and you only sold 40. I think the main thing to do is if the person selling 40 is achieving and working hard, let's give everybody credit for what they're doing. And I think when we start kind of just giving certain people too much credit and overlooking others, then we help create envy and jealousy. as a manager, and that'll eventually do in the system and do in camaraderie, and you're going to have a lot of backbiting and a lot of anger and a lot of really negative things going on. Back to Jim Leland, he somehow was able to deal with these high-ego, very successful players, and he was able to turn them into a team to play. That's not an easy thing to do. Anybody who's ever tried to manage a group of people knows that's true. They have to look in the mirror themselves, back on the boss and the manager, and say, how can I develop each person's skills, and how can I do it in a way to help reduce anger and jealousy within the system that I'm organizing? Very hard thing to do. In fact, when it works, one doesn't even always notice it. But when it doesn't work, it becomes rather clear with the backbiting and all the Iagos, you know, if you will, type from Shakespeare's Othello that are in the background causing destruction and negative activities.
Dr. John Baracchio is the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and worldwide via the internet at 1320WILS.com. Check out his website. It's awesome, drjohnb.com. Thank you, sir.
Always a pleasure, Tony.